and to get
here's
them.
Here's Charles Griffiths. I have all these.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Except I don't have William Clifton and Nathaniel Cowart.
No, I don't. I haven't finished that, honey.
These, the only thing that you lack are the... What do you lack?
What do I have there? The last...
Let's see, on William Clifton, you lack where he was born and all that. But,
yeah.
But John Cowart and Nathaniel Cowart... John Cowart's child...
That's the five you want to copy.
Right.
Grandpa Starling, he was a Scotsman. Stingy, he would not let, Martin said he'd run them out of his apple office orchard. They didn't dare pick one. He's very short-tempered. His small granddaughter was crawling on the porch about 4 feet from the ground. And he pulled it back several times from the edge, and it would not stay away from the edge of the porch, so he took the toe of his shoe and just pushed it off the edge, let it fall on the ground. He says, now, you're satisfied, you wanted to get out so bad, go on. Pushed it out. So his daughter heard the child screaming, of course, and came running out and says, oh, Daddy, you let the baby fall off the porch. He didn't tell her any difference. He just sat there and chuckled in his beard.
Mean old man.
Mm-hmm. He was a very strong man also. So Lilla told me that he had an old nigger man that worked for him named Sam. And Sam would let any of the boys, he'd bend over with his hands on his knees, hit him on the head with their fist as hard as they wanted to or could. And the boys kept on that Mr. Starling or Dad or Grandfather, whoever happened to be there, hit Sam one time. Hit Sam one time, Grandpa. Hit Sam. No, he wouldn't do it. Finally, he became exasperated, and he hit Sam on the head. And the blood just gushed out his ears, nose, and mouth. He says, uh-huh. I told you I'd kill him if I ever hit him, and Sam just fell like he was dead. But he recovered, but he was a little addle the rest of his life. And Grandpa had no regrets about it at all, because they goaded him into hitting Sam. But he was so strong until he must have caused concussion with his nigger's head, you know.
This is William Starling.
That's Grandpa Starling,
right.
Mama's daddy.
1781.
And that happened at his place on the edge of the mill pond, the west side of Guest Mill Pond. Right there is where he lived. And what is known as the Beaver Dam, in the midst of Guest Mill Pond, it used to go all the way across until they cut it in two to make a boat lane there. And he was visiting neighbors on this side of the mill pond, so he walked across the dam. And his little old feist dog was following him wherever he went. And he was just walking along, paying no attention to the dog. And an alligator flipped the dog off the dam with his tail and swallowed him. Grandpa says, uh-huh, serves you right. You ought to stay at the house. Just walk right on.
He was a hard man, wasn't he?
Wasn't he, though?
That was Grandma's daddy?
Yeah. And his wife, Mary... Mama's mother smoked a pipe. And Grandpa would not tolerate tobacco in his house of any form. He wouldn't let anybody sit on his porch and chew and spit in the yard or anything. But she smoked a clay pipe and cooked on a huge fireplace in the kitchen. Lilla said as a child she could stand up in the fireplace. And after she had finished the meal and Lilla had helped her wash up the dishes and clean up, she sat right on the edge of the fireplace and smoked her pipe and let all the smoke go up the chimney. And then she would beat it out and wrap it in a clean cloth and lay it beside the hearth there, you know, for next time. Then they would go in the house and join Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know she smelled a high heaven of a clay pipe?
Evidently, though, he had met his comeuppance in Mary. She didn't do exactly like he wanted.
She didn't say anything, but she had a temper also.
I bet if she was part Spanish.
Oh, yes. Her hair was jet black. I have her picture in the attic, if we could find it.
Is that the one that Aunt Evadel says looks like public enemy number one?
That's the one. Her mouth was pulled down on this side from holding her pipe. And her hair was pulled back, you know, severely. And so, oh dear, that's something, isn't it?